You know those cravings that hit you out of nowhere? Charred steak tacos, silky mushroom risotto, or a perfect summer salad. When the craving hits, CookUnity delivers. Made with real ingredients and no shortcuts. Get ready to eat meals delivered directly to your door. All tailored to your lifestyle, dietary needs, and cravings. Get what you're craving. Go to CookUnity.com/crave or enter crave before checkout for free premium meals for life. That's CookUnity.com/crave.
Tech Talk with Jess Kelly.
Thanks to Vodafone Business. With cybersecurity solutions from Vodafone, your business can hack off the hackers. See vodafone.ie/business.
This is News Talk.
Yeah, you're very welcome along to Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. Coming up over the next hour, we'll hear from the Detective Superintendent at the Garda National Economic Bureau about the prevalence of online fraud and how best to protect yourself when shopping online. We'll look at the introduction of Australia's social media ban for under 16s, and I'll answer your tech questions. If you want to get in touch, you can do so right now. TechTalk@newstalk.com is the email, or you'll find me on Instagram at JessKellyNT. I do hope you're well. I have been taking a fair few digs this week because I have gone into full festive mode. I have everything but the tree up, and I am beyond delighted about it. I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, but it is mine. So I'm absolutely buzzing. And speaking of festive things, we are doing the Great Gadget Gift Guide on the Pat Kenny Show next Friday, the 28th of November at 11 a.m. We're taking over the Pat Kenny Show. We'll be on air here on News Talk and streaming across all of our social platforms. You can watch us live on YouTube. We'll also have links up on Instagram, X, and all the rest. And we're going to have something for every price bracket, which is super exciting. But if you have any specific requests, or if you have someone who's hard to buy for and you're looking for some guidance, you can email techtalk@newstalk.com. And in keeping with the notion of helping with the Christmas prep, this week is International Fraud Awareness Week. You might have heard earlier in the week that we've partnered up with Bank of Ireland to encourage everyone to stop, think and check before they click on a link or put their details into an online platform. Online fraud is a huge issue, and it's something that most of us have been impacted by in one way or another. You might not have had your data stolen, but I'm sure you've received a scam text or one of those annoying calls. All of that is part of this fraudulent activity that happens online. Earlier this week, I spoke with Detective Superintendent Michael Cryan of the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau, and I started by asking him to set the scene as to how big a problem online fraud is in Ireland.
Online fraud is probably one of the biggest crime types there is in the country, especially since COVID. It really exploded after COVID. Now, a lot of it was there beforehand, but in smaller degrees. But all our lives changed during COVID. Like, our lives really moved online. To banking is nearly all online now. Shopping is online. During COVID, then our social life, our everything, like our whole lives are online. And I suppose it took people quite a while to become aware of all these scams and fraudsters that are online and how easy it is for them to commit such crimes online, because it's so much easier for them to target multiples of victims as against a singular one. So, and as I just say as well, they also work from home as well. So they can target victims all over the country. They can be targeting thousands at the same time. They can be targeting victims in other countries as well. Our suspects in other countries can be targeting victims here in Ireland as well, because as we know, online, there are no borders.
We often talk about the scam texts that do the rounds. So whether that is, you know, you forgot to pay your toll, you need to pay custom charges on a package. They are very innovative when it comes to the types of scams. And I guess a lot of us will roll our eyes and think it's just a nuisance text, whereas in fact, this is part of a bigger fraud operation.
Oh, absolutely. And it can be from your banking, from, we'll say, you're not paying your toll bridge, your tax on some goods you've bought online. you know, they're the hook that brings you in. Now, what they really want you to do is they want your credit card details, or they want you to log on to a fraudulent website where you put in your card details, or you want to believe is your bank, and you put in your PINs and all of that, so they can take control of your bank. It is far more than nuisance. It is huge money been stolen in these frauds. In the period 2001 to 2024, there's close on about 60 million reported stolen in Ireland in these frauds. What we call smishing, vishing, and account takeover, which is the ultimate. Even this year, for the first 8 or 9 months, you're talking about 13 million stolen. So that gives you an idea of the amounts of money that's been stolen in these crimes.
Some people who fall victim to this type of fraud activity, they don't report it because they're embarrassed, or they're ashamed, or they're kicking themselves. But one point that I often make is that the reason the scammers do these types of scams is because they work. So if somebody is listening to this now and they have been targeted or they've fallen victim to it, what would you advise they do?
The advice is always to report. First of all, get onto your bank and see, can your bank do a recall and get an account frozen that the money has gone to. The money invariably moves from your account into a money mule account. And that money mule, the money mules, as I've said all the time, are an integral part of this organized crime. And this is organized crime, absolutely. Don't let anybody think it's not. Don't let anybody think this is an individual sitting at home in their bedroom on their computer or phone. This is organized crime, from the recruitment of the money mules to the creation of the original sites to the social engineering that goes on, to the scripts they use when they're contacting the injured parties or the victims. This is organized crime. So report it to the Gardaí, because we can trace, well, we can certainly trace where the money goes and who the money mule is. And from the money mule, then we can sometimes or oftentimes recruit or identify who recruited them and move up the criminal organization to fairly high up the criminal organization. And oftentimes that comes from a small amount of money that was reported stolen. It was laundered through a money mule account. And from that money mule, we work up the chain, shall we say, of the criminal organization. So it's vitally important that you report it.
When it comes to the different types of fraud, so whether it's somebody's card being utilised to purchase things online, perhaps their details were compromised in some way, how important is the cooperation between the banks, the consumer, and yourselves at An Garda Síochána?
Yeah, well, we'd have a fabulous working relationships with the banks. Absolutely brilliant. They hold a lot of information, a lot of intelligence. And they get a lot of that from the victim who reports it in the first place, that they lost it may be a small amount of money, it may be a large amount of money, and the banks then can identify where that money was laundered through. It's not just Ireland either, it's also internationally, because a lot of the money then is laundered outside of Ireland. And vice versa, a lot of the money stolen abroad, a huge amount of money stolen abroad, is laundered through accounts here in Ireland as well. So no one, shall we say, can solve this problem on its own. The Gardaí can't solve it. We need cooperation with the banks. We need cooperation with the victims as well. But as I said, we have a great relationship with the banks. We work very, very closely and very, very well with the banks here in Ireland.
I mentioned it at the start of the show, but we're coming into an incredibly busy period for online shopping and shopping in general. What advice would you give to consumers? Because you have some people like me who probably don't even think when we're buying stuff online, I know how to verify websites and all the rest. But then you also have another cohort of people who are being forced to shop online, or being pushed to shop online, or getting better deals if they shop online, and perhaps they're nervous about it. Are there any practical tips that you would give to our listeners to ensure that they stay safe whilst going about their online shopping?
Shopping online has increased quite a bit this year. It has increased a lot this year. For the first 9 months of 2025, there's all over 2,000 various reports. There's over 1.1 million reported stolen. Now, I would say that has possibly very underreported as well, because people are they're thinking, what, as you said earlier, what is the point? It's a small amount of money, perhaps, but it certainly builds up. But you need, as you said, you need to know the site you're on. You need to make sure you're on a secure website. You need to make sure that it's real, that it's not cloned. You know, look for the URLs, look for the trust seals that's on them. Look at the website's policy and refunds, and know your consumer rights as well. You know, be wary of how they're looking for payment from you as well. Check their methods. You know, the advice always would be perhaps to pay with credit cards. You may be able to give that advice better than I would. You know, you need to, you don't go off site looking for, you know, if you're offered something lower cash price or they want you to pay in by, sometimes you see them, they want iTunes gift cards or cryptocurrency, anything like that should be a red flag. But you need to, if it's not a site that you've used and you know you trust it already, if it's a new site, you need to really independently verify that it's a good site that you're on, that has a real site that you're on. You know, you need to be careful if you're buying things, if they have no selling history. You need to, you know, if you came across this site from a pop-up ad, we'd say on social media, I would recommend that you go and independently visit the website of the company before you make the purchase as well. You know, the IBAN where you're sending the money to, you know, another area, as you know, is around concert tickets as well, being sold on social media. Again, that's something you need to be very, very wary of as well. Every year with the big concerts, there's a large amount of reports made to the Gardaí of people paying money off for tickets and the tickets never arrive, and how to get a counterfeit ticket or something like that as well. So all of that, there's lots of advice there on various websites as well you can get in relation to that, but you need to be careful. Simple as that. And be careful with your data. Be careful where you're sending your money to as well.
My final question relates to AI. So artificial intelligence has dominated pretty much every conversation I've had over the last 3 years. And it probably goes without saying that the cyber criminals are utilizing AI, whether it's to make mock-ups of genuine websites, as we've featured on this program before, you know, creating convincing looking social media posts and all the rest. How problematic is AI proving from an investigations point of view, and indeed a crackdown of this type of crime point of view?
It's difficult to say yet, because there is so much of it without the use of AI. But certainly investment fraud is one where we've seen quite a bit as well, where you see ads on social media purporting to be celebrities or well-known people, and they're recommending a certain, we'd say, purchase of cryptocurrency or certain sites you can use. But how that relates to how many victims actually invest in that because of that ad, it's difficult to know. But I would suspect it is quite high, or getting high, because otherwise the fraudsters wouldn't be going to such efforts in making the ads unless they're making money out of them. So yeah, certainly that is one. The romance fraud is another one. In the past, you know, they never showed images of this so-called person who's an engineer in a war-torn area or a doctor in a desert area. They always had excuses for not showing their faces. But now with AI, it's possible that they will. We haven't seen any report yet of them doing that. And again, an issue with a lot of these, we'll say, investment fraud, romance frauds, is that it can be 6 months to a year before the victim is reporting it. Mm-hmm. It can take them that length of time. The fraudsters do put huge effort and time into it if they believe there's money to be made in it. I have seen romance fraud cases where there's 6 months going through the whole social engineering before the victim hands over or is handing over small amounts of money till it suddenly builds up to a big one. And at that stage, after investment fraud is another one that people may not realize for 12 months that the money they have invested in is gone, unfortunately, that it was a fraud in the first place. So because of that, a lot of evidence is gone and it can be harder to trace it. So it's difficult at this early stage to say how AI is affecting these type of fraud. Sometimes it may take six months to a year to know for sure.
Okay. Well, I guess the key takeaway here is to stop, think and check before you click on anything. Try and verify websites independently. Use credit cards where possible, or my preference is always a digital disposable card, which you can get through your Revolut or your other banking apps. And then I'm sure, Michael, you'd encourage people to come forward and report it if they think they have been targeted. Contact their bank and contact yourselves.
Absolutely. Like a lot of these, especially around investment fraud, which is the real big, shall we say, the money spender for these fraudsters, it's all about a pressure sale. You must do it now. You know, you have one chance. You must do it by 5 o'clock today. You'll never get this opportunity again. And you should be asking yourself, well, why am I being offered this opportunity? And trust your instincts. Talk to somebody. Get advice. You know, if you're investing, and I've seen cases there of people you know, losing half a million or more in an investment fraud. You know, if you're investing all that money, you need to really slow it down, get advice, heed the advice, take your time. You know, it's your money, in your hard-earned money in the long run.
Absolutely. Well, look, thank you so much for joining me here on News Talk.
Thank you very much, Jess.
Yeah, that was Detective Superintendent Michael Cryan at the Garda National Economic Bureau. If you've been targeted by any of these scams, I would love to hear from you. I'd love to get your sort of your perspective of what happened. When did you catch what happened? Were you contacted by your bank? Did you report it to the guards? Has it changed your habits? You can email me techtalk@newstalk.com. It is really important that you take the extra few minutes when you're shopping online. I mentioned it on the hard shoulder during the week, but Trustpilot is always my go-to. If somebody sends me a website going, is it legit or not? The first place I go to is Trustpilot, because you'll see instantly if something is highly rated or not by its consumers. And also you get indication in terms of delivery, quality, all the rest. And this doesn't just go for tech products, it goes for everything. So it's, I know it's not ideal, but you do need to just be careful, because especially this time of year, you don't want to be facing into bigger headaches than I'm sure many of us already have. So stop, think and check. But as I said, I would love to hear from you about your experiences. techtalk@newstalk.com. Right, when we come back here on News Talk, we are going to take a closer look at the Australian social media ban for under 16s.
We've all been stuck in a dinner routine rut. Bored with the same takeout options, or eating a bowl of cereal for dinner. But picking tonight's meal doesn't have to be stressful. Here's an idea. Let Cook Unity handle dinner tonight with premium meals delivered right to your door. New menu drops, weekly recommendations, and a growing community of award-winning chefs. Your meal options are endlessly delicious, with a team of over 160 innovative chefs curating an ever-expanding menu of small-batch meals. Cook Unity offers a variety of over 400 meals for every palate. Cook Unity has flexible programs that you can pause, skip, or cancel at any time. Find the perfect plan for your dietary needs and lifestyle. Shake up your meal routine. Go to cookunity.com/rut or enter code RUT before checkout for free premium meals for life. That's free premium meals for life at cookunity.com/rut.